You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Want a flying car future? Try starting with Smarter Helicopters by Jack Stewart. Visions of the future tend to be clear-cut. Cars will drive themselves. Air taxis will fill the skies. Smartphones will have notches. The renderings and trend reports tend to elide the messy roadmap to that future. Yes, advances in lightweight materials, electric propulsion, and aeronautic controls have put the dream of electric people packing quadcopter drones within reach. A few more years of development, a few more after that of regulatory wrangling, and boom, takeoff. But while an armada of companies are working on delivering that new class of aircraft, one California startup isn't waiting for the invention of the hydraulic shovel to get in on this gold rush. It's headed into the mines, pickaxe in hand. All of those things have a future in aviation, but it's going to take a really long time, says SkyRise CEO Mark Groden. Instead of holding off until those electric VTOLs are ready, his company is developing tools to make flying helicopters easier, safer, and cheaper by taking the load off the human pilot. It's like the airborne equivalent of Tesla's autopilot, a step between what we have now and the ubiquitous electric autonomous flying machines envisioned by the likes of Uber, Airbus, and Bell Helicopter. Of course, being a startup newly out of stealth with $25 million in funding, SkyRise has plenty of ambition and the associated buzzwords and boasts. SkyRise is the first technology-enabled air mobility company to operate in the U.S., according to a press release. One day we expect to be the largest transportation company in the world, Groden says. For now, the company seems to be taking an unusually reserved and realistic approach to making short-distance air travel more accessible, starting by modifying a Robinson R-44 helicopter, the Toyota Camry of the sky, Groden calls it, for its ubiquity among law enforcement agencies, first responders, and traffic and news crews. His team retrofit the copter with cameras for a 360-degree exterior view, forward-looking radar, a computer to process the data, and a screen to display pertinent information for the pilot. Groden wouldn't offer much more than that in the way of details, but SkyRise is looking to hire perception and sensing software engineers, along with flight control and avionics experts. It already has recruited aerospace expertise from Airbus, Boeing, and SpaceX, as well as engineers from Tesla, Ford, and the U.S. military. To prove its concept, SkyRise struck a deal with the small city of Tracy, California, about 60 miles inland from Silicon Valley. It's providing flights for first responders, including police and fire personnel, to scenes of medical emergencies. When a request for help comes in, those first responders contact SkyRise, whose employees head to the municipal airport and ready the chopper. There's no running, Groden insists. Adrenaline spikes aren't useful here. The company has analyzed every step of a deployment, aiming to reduce the time it takes to get into the air. We can get skids off the ground significantly faster, says Grodin. The company doesn't want to give away all its secrets yet, but it involves giving the pilots more information to speed things up without compromising safety. For example, traditionally, a helicopter pilot will do a manual check to make sure the entire area is clear before spinning up the blades. That can even involve opening the door and looking around. With Skyrise's camera, that can be done on a screen or automated. Once in the air, the helicopter's radar provides extra information about the terrain below, helpful when visibility is poor. The pilot is still in full control, but hopefully has a slightly easier job and a lower cognitive load. For a city like Tracy, population 89,000, buying and running a helicopter, including paying for pilots, costs millions of dollars. Calling in air support when it's needed is also expensive. An urgent hospital transfer by helicopter can run $10,000 to $30,000 per flight. When a local girl went missing a few years ago, authorities called in a C-130 plane from the Coast Guard to help with the search, at a cost of $10,000 per hour. Skyrise says it can provide the same services at an order of magnitude lower cost with high utilization. Having one helicopter stationed in Tracy, on call to any emergency service, means it gets used extensively. The technology fitted to it helps by reducing the time and complexity for takeoff and flight. So far, the company has delivered an old helicopter with some fancy new features. And that's the point. It's starting with something deliverable, with concrete improvements. Skyrise is looking to a future when more of the tasks of flying can be handled by automation. That's optimistic, but not unreasonable. Other established firms like Sikorsky and Aurora Flight Sciences are developing self-flying helicopters. Technology is doing a really great job to connect us virtually, but not physically, says Grodin, who has been building drones and flying machines since his teens. He's now 28. One day he wants to fix that, with an app that will summon a flying machine, like you summon a car today. But he's agnostic about what that machine is. If electric flying cars have been perfected, great. If not, he'll make the best use of the available tech. As others like Uber, which has the same ambition, are finding, the regulatory hurdles to launching a flying car service with an innovative type of aircraft are not so easily cleared. But by starting modestly now, working with first responders, collecting data and building deliverable technology, Skyrise hopes to be riding the crest of a wave in new air transportation that looks promising for the 2020s.